Welcome, everyone, to this, the fourth DCL blog radio interview for our April newsletter. And I am DCL author Susan Blexrude, and today I'm pleased to introduce someone who's no stranger to me, the multi-talented and multi-published Miriam Newman. I have to say I almost said Miriam Ireland because the Emerald Isle looms so large in her legend. She's also a horsewoman and kind of a dog whisperer and has a farm out in Pennsylvania, a pretty interesting setting, I think, that must be inspirational for her. But anyway, I'm so pleased to have Miriam here today, and let's get started. Are you ready, Miriam?
I am ready.
Okay. At what point in your writing did you feel that you really had a grasp of the romance genre?
Well, I was really very lucky because before I truly undertook this, although I had written some things, I joined Valley Forge Romance Writers, and they were very helpful, very clear in their direction about romance writing and the requirements, what would make for an interesting book, and exposure to different publishers and authors. So I think I had a pretty good grasp going in.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, it's so wonderful to have a support group. Of the books you've written, which is your favorite and why?
My favorite is The King's Daughter, which is a rather large historical fantasy. And it's the first of a pair. There is a sequel called Heart of the Earth. I love Ireland, as you know, which was used as the background for the book in a mystical sort of manner. And the book was my favorite in terms of the characters, the history, and the fact that it was kind of long, ongoing fantasy that I love.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that book has really gotten some great accolades. Tell listeners what Coffee Time Romance had to say about it.
They thought it was an extraordinary book and actually gave it their Coffee Time Romance Award and a rating of 5. So I was very pleased to find someone there who loved it as much as I did.
Absolutely. Tell us about Scion, which was a bestseller as an e-book and is now just out in print. What do you think is so compelling about this story?
I really think in this story it's the characters. It is a futuristic science fiction romance, and although that's a very hot genre, it's not everyone's favorite. But I've had people read it who don't ordinarily, and they've said, no, it's the characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you've got, that is out in print now. How exciting is that to have a first book in print?
Oh, well, I think every writer knows. All I can tell the readers is that it goes beyond ecstatic.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I felt the same way when mine came out in January.
Yeah, there's something so special about that first one. It's just a thrill.
Yeah, it surely is. Tell us what you're currently working on.
Actually, I always work on two books at one time, which I think is a bit odd, but it works for me. So
mm-hmm.
I'm working on a sequel to Scion featuring the characters everyone likes so much. And I'm also writing a straight historical set around the time of the Norman invasion of England.
Mm-hmm. Is that requiring a lot of research?
Absolutely. That one is going to take a long time to get out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Well, I think actually writing two books at the same time is probably a good idea. I heard Diana Gabaldon speak last fall, and she said she always has several projects going on the same time. It really helps her with writer's block, because if she's blocked on one, she can always work on something else and then go back to the other one when she gets unblocked. Do you find it works that way for you?